Hey, buddy.
Hey, Walker, how's it going? It's Frank.
Pretty good, Frank. You doing okay?
We're doing all right. So, first of all, Walker Hayes, where are you calling from exactly?
I'm calling from Nashville. I'm on 18th Avenue, right down the road from Belmont, where all the magic happens.
Now, listen, I'm going to ask you, sort of like a local insider from Nashville.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite, how do I put this, dumpy place to go? Like, if you want to go to a true honky-tonk, gritty, where are you going?
Santa's Pub. Is it cool? I don't know if it's like a main tourist attractions, but this place is an actual, I believe it's a double wide. It's a trailer. It only takes cash. I think they only serve beer in a can. Kind of between Berry Hill and the Nashville area. And man, it is, it smells worse than a frat house. It kind of, it's got like airbrush decoration on the outside. It's called Santa's Pub. The dude that owns it looks like Santa. And I know a ton of music videos have been filmed there.
All of Philadelphia's ears just perked up who loves to go to Nashville. That sounds exactly like the type of bar we love to go to.
Yeah, no, I mean, you never know who you're going to see there. And there's music. What I love about it is the music is, there's just a dude on a stool. You know, there's no stage. It just feels local, you know? I mean, it honestly feels like something you would go to on the outskirts of where I grew up, Mobile, you know, something like that.
Sounds awesome. All right, let's get into a 90s country. First of all, what brought you to writing this song?
Explain it. This song, we started this song 2 years ago, and we actually cut it for the album Boom, and we tracked it with a band, but I only sang a first verse and a chorus, and they were nothing like the verses really ended up. They had different words, and it was more or less only a list of some of my favorite 90s country songs. And then I took it to Shane McAnally, my co-writer, and we began to make a story out of it. And, you know, we just kind of jumped on it this past summer. I wrote it, you know, with the intention of this being my next single. Personally, you can't say one of those titles without going back in my mind. And, you know, hopefully the listener's mind, you know, when they hear some of these titles, there's a nostalgic feeling that comes with, like, Vidalia. You know, especially any Sammy Kershaw stuff for sure, but John Deere Green. When you say the titles, I know exactly where I was, who played them for me, you know, kind of what age I was, what I was going through when I heard them. And it was a special little time period of music for me and obviously for a lot of people. I mean, 90s is very trendy, you know, right now. And I think it's because we're all hitting that age where we're looking back.
Well, Walker Hayes, I got to tell you, too, one of the things I really appreciate that's happening in country within, like, the last 5 to 8 years is videos are coming back. You know, people are really putting a lot of thought into videos.
Yeah.
And it appears that this is a family affair for 90s
country. Yeah. I wanted to do just a modern-day Chattahoochee. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, that song was massive for me. I remember every best friend I had, you know, when that song came out and the cars they drove and driving around listening to it. And I remember that video vividly. And I wanted to do kind of a modern day version of that. And my main request was, hey, let's just have fun that day. Let's make it comfortable. Let's have family. Let's have my team. Let's have Shane, my co-writer, come out with his kids. Let's have my band. And I think when you watch the video, you definitely take that. You take, man, you know, they had a good time that day, you know, shooting that video, and we sure did.
All right, moving forward, on Halloween, it sounds like you're going to be across the pond with Old Dominion.
Yeah, we're going to the UK, and I know we will be in Ireland for a second, and, man, I couldn't be prouder to go out with those boys. I'm just a huge fan of everything, that, especially as songwriters, so talented, and I'm pumped about traveling a little bit. I'm not the most well-traveled guy.
Is this your first time in Europe?
You know, this is my second. I did Sea to Sea, which was basically like a three-day trip to London. But honestly, the jet lag crushed me so hard. I didn't really, you know, I went downtown and saw some of the royal stuff, but that was about it. So I'm excited about going back and maybe getting some sleep this time and doing it right.
It, what always amazes me, this is about a couple of years ago, I was in Europe. Country is really taking off.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what was interesting about going over there is the way they appreciate music kind of on a different level. They listen to all your songs. You know, they know the deep cut. They're very attentive, and you really can't tell what your hit song is over there. And you know, for an artist, that's what it's all about. I mean, you love it. Personally, I love it when I sing a song like Craig or Dollar Store or Beer in the Fridge, and They know every single word. That melts my heart.
Awesome. Well, listen, before I let you go, Walker Hayes, I got to ask you a couple questions
yeah.
about Halloween.
Mom.
Best Halloween costume you ever were in?
Ever. You know, I have no idea why. For some reason, one year I wore a massive, like, felt dragon costume, and I don't remember picking it out. I feel like it's just what my mom was like, hey, this is what you are this year. I remember winning a donut eating contest off of like a string. I got white donut dust all over this felt dragon, but I still won the costume contest too. I have no idea why I was a dragon.
You gotta give us an age. How old were you when this was happening?
I think about 18. No, I'm just kidding. I was probably like nine or 10. But yeah, it was one of those years where I'm like, why haven't I forgotten about this?
Well, with six kids, I got to ask you, what is the favorite Halloween candy and what is the least favorite Halloween candy?
So in our house, there's an all-out battle for nerds. Like, we will beat the crap out of each other for a box of purple nerds. And we all love to chew gum and eat nerds at the same time. It makes a party in your mouth when you do that. And so we fight over the gum and the nerds.
All right, well, what's the Halloween candy that you're dropping off at the church because nobody wants it?
You know what? I don't like Tootsie Rolls. If we load up on those, I'm passing them out. And all the black licorice. That's
black
terrible.
Licorice, yeah. I mean, that is probably
nobody
the
likes
lowest.
That. Black jelly beans, yeah.
Well, Walker Hayes, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations
hey,
on 90s Country. Good luck on the tour with OD over in Europe and always. Thank you for checking in with the XTU Morning Crew.
Appreciate it.